Our pilgrimage continued today by coach to Tivoli, southeast of Rome, where we first celebrated Mass at the Church of St. Mary Major. Thereafter, we toured the famous Villa d'Este, completed around 1572 AD. Villa d'Este is indeed a masterpiece of Italian gardens. It is included in the UNESCO World Heritage List. The villa has an impressive concentration of some 500 fountains. The garden has breathtaking sights of nymphs, grottos, plays of water, and music. It constitutes a much-copied model for European gardens in Baroque style. The garden is generally considered within the larger and altogether extraordinary context of Tivoli itself, its landscape, art, and history, which include the important ruins of ancient villas such as the Villa Adriana, as well as a zone rich in caves and waterfalls displaying the unending battle between water and stone. The imposing constructions and the series of terraces above terraces bring to mind the Hanging Gardens of Babylon, one of the wonders of the ancient world. The addition of water, including an aqueduct tunneling beneath the city, evokes the engineering skill of the Romans themselves. Our lunch today took place in Tivoli at an excavated underground imperial restaurant of some 2,000 years ago, the ancient Bath of Diane restaurant. We then returned to Rome for a magnificent reception in honor of St. Marian of Molokai, hosted by the United States Ambassador to the Holy See in the Vatican Gardens next to the Vatican Museum. We then winded up at the Il Camino di San Luigi restaurant for a late dinner. A pilgrimage is always full of surprise and wonder before the mystery of what we encounter on the way. Certainly, this was the case in Tivoli with its gardens and fountains. This is Monsignor John, podcasting from Rome. God bless you.